This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For the first time, three Vietnamese citizens have filed suit in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn against the companies who produced Agent Orange. The defoliant was used by U.S. forces during the Vietnam War. The Vietnamese government says there are more than a million Agent Orange victims in the country, but it says it lacks the resources to provide for them. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
In a classroom outside Hanoi, an elementary school teacher writes today's lesson on the blackboard for a dozen students, some whose deformities are evident, some not. The deputy director of this facility, Mai Swan Thai, says there are 120 children and roughly 40 adults living here, all the facility can hold, and all, he says, victims of Agent Orange.
The children are from more than 30 provinces and cities, and they are chosen because they are some of the worst cases or because they have the most difficult living condition. The number of victims is very high, but we can only accommodate 150 people. Our two main problems are limited space and a limited budget.
Not far away, in a cramped apartment in the center of the Vietnamese capital, 68-year-old Dr. Phan T. P. P. sits in her living room, showing a visitor a photo album. It's filled with pictures of her and her colleagues from the war. Dr. Phan is one of the three plaintiffs in the suit against the manufacturers of Agent Orange. Now a teacher at Hanoi's Medical University, she worked during the war at several field hospitals along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. It was an area, she says, where the Americans frequently used Agent Orange to defoliate the jungle and eradicate crops.
When they sprayed the Agent Orange, it would stay right on the surface of the plants in the forest, plants and vegetables that we used for eating. We washed them in the streams. But those dreams were filled with the dioxin from the Agent Orange, too.
Before the war, Dr. Phan gave birth to a healthy baby girl. After the war, she says, she had four miscarriages, which she links to her exposure to Agent Orange. Dr. Phan says she decided to take part in the suit not for herself, but for others less fortunate.
As a doctor, I have gone to many places and seen many victims for 18 years, and the victims of Agent Orange are the poorest and the most miserable. I have a good life with a good salary. I'm not doing this for me, but for them. I felt better after we filed the suit because of this.
Chuck Searcy is Vietnam Country Director for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. He says he's surprised this hasn't happened sooner.
The U.S. had a long, long window of opportunity to do something voluntarily on a humanitarian basis to deal with this problem and to assist the Vietnamese. We didn't do anything. Meanwhile, the presumed victims of Agent Orange in Vietnam are still suffering and some of them are dying.
Dr. Nguyen Chong Nhan, the spokesman for the Vietnam Association for Victims of Agent Orange, says the Vietnamese government is not behind the decision to file the lawsuit. His denial aside, it's unlikely the suit could have gone ahead without the government's approval.
We have thought about this matter and tried to resolve this matter peacefully. But we've waited for a very long time and gotten nothing from the American side. So this is the last resort for us.
Dr. Nguyen says the Vietnamese are grateful for the private assistance they've received from U.S. charities like the Red Cross and others. But he insists the U.S. government and the chemical companies which produced Agent Orange should take responsibility for it. The U.S. government and the manufacturers insist there is no direct evidence linking Agent Orange to birth defects and other illnesses, but thousands of U.S. veterans have received compensation for their exposure to it nonetheless. Dr. Nguyen.
It is ironic. Vietnamese victims of Agent Orange suffer more than American victims because American victims just had short-time exposure to the dioxin, while people living here have been exposed all their lives.
Dr. Nguyen says he's optimistic the suit will have a positive outcome. Even the American veterans had to file a lawsuit to get their compensation, he says. We are patient, he says, but not as patient as we used to be. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.